Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about sales, business-to-business sales, how to be smarter, how to do more business, how to get the wrap up this year and get the new year going the right way. Skip, thanks again for being here. Don't forget, folks, his new book is Selling Above and Below the Line. That's just one of his several books on improving your ability to sell to B2B customers, business customers. M3Learning.com is his website. You know, Skip, when I talked in the beginning of our visit about trying to get my year accomplished by September 30th, so I could spend the fourth quarter on gravy. But then what I would do when I had those years, I was looking forward to December, just being a matter of cleaning things up and start. I was already thinking about January. I'd already blown right through this year. I was working on next year, and the years I could do that were the happiest years of my sales career. What do you think?
Can see yourself an albatross, or a white-haired albatross, because most managers are saying no vacations between Christmas and New Year's. We got to make the number. We're looking at 91%, 98%. We got to go over the line. I mean, whatever happened to planning? So, small business owners, do not start October 1 without a good scrub of your forecast. That's rule number one. Number two, do not start November 1 without a 90% done comp quota territory plan within 2019. I mean, these are simple things we all check in the box. Jim, I find it funny that we don't know the difference between important and urgent, right? Everything's urgent, but there's a few things that are important. And these two things we're talking about are important. So don't let, urgent get in the way. Go to a Starbucks. Go to a Pete's. Go off-site. Take the team and go somewhere for half a day. You won't lose a day. But those are your two number one topics, your quota, comp plan, and territory. And get rid of the 30% that's in your funnel that smoke. Those things that you can do in by the end of October and the beginning of October and beginning of November, we'll do exactly what you did, Jim. You planned well, and it didn't take a lot of time. It didn't take weeks of time out of the field.
Well, and the thing is if you can launch January, get a quick start on January, it makes it easier, a whole lot easier, to take your year's quota, your year budget, and divide it by 10. Or divided by 9, or even divided by 11, right? I mean, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to finish your year by November 1st, for example, if you lose the month of January.
Why is it that we know the test in school is 2 weeks away, we don't study until the last day? I mean, that's not going to work in the business world.
There's a musical analogy of this. If you watch a band that's really tight, when they start playing music, they don't fumble around and make unused chords till people finally get together and play the song. The first lick, the first drum beat, everybody starts in sync, and there's no the song is tight. I mean, it's complete. Watch a band. Be like a band. Act like a professional band, a tight band, and start your year like that. No wasted motion. What do you think?
That's a great analogy. I'm going to steal that. That's a great analogy. My final point, Jim, is headcount. Get rid of your C players, hire your A players. What we find is, okay, it's too late in the year. I'm not going to move on Jack, right? And then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas. Now, all of a sudden, you've wasted 6 months. Guys, if you move on your C players now, they'll find a better job and go hire some folks, start doing some interviews and stuff. The problem, Jim, is it's Jack. It's better than nothing. No, nothing's better. So if you've got that headcount that you're thinking on, right, make some decisions. It may be invest in Jack, train Jack, and get Jack up to speed. Or Jack's not going to make it, but don't go into the fourth quarter with your C players. Make some decisions about either going up or out.
Because you don't want them. You know you don't want them for next year. And if you wait too long, you're going to be the Scrooge because you fired him at Christmas.
That's exactly right. So do something now. Now, our first choice is do an assessment. Where's Jack needs help and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. And Jack's not want the help.
Try to redeem them.
Please. Three things. Quotas, pipeline, and headcount. Do those three things now, and you'll have a great fourth quarter, and you'll kick off 2019 to be a great one.
Hey, Skip, thanks for being here.
I know they take time to do.
Good job today. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, m3learning.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.